Thank you, Brother Tai, so very much, and good morning to all of you.
各位早安，谢谢泰雅格牧师的介绍。
Again, it's a great joy and privilege to be with you.
今天早上能够跟大家一起来的分享，实在是一个很大的荣辱。
And I'm especially happy this morning because my wife Jeannie has been able to join me.
我今天很高兴，特别因为内人是在我们当中。
It is marvelous to meet a number of you and to hear what God is doing through you.
这几天有机会跟大家谈话，听到好像神借着你们所做的事，实在是很高兴。
It is marvelous how the Lord has led His Chinese servants to live virtually in every nation of the world almost.
看见好像神带领他的仆人在世界各地好像生活，特别中国的仆人，实在是好像觉得很奇妙。
Now, I know that not because I've studied deeply the demographics of the matter.
我知道这个事情并不是因为我对很人口分布很知道详细。
But because wherever we go, there are always Chinese restaurants.
而是每一处到哪里去都看到有中国饭馆。
With wonderful, wonderful Chinese food.
并且还能有很好吃的中国菜。
We thank God for wonderful Chinese food, but thank Him even more for the spiritual food that you share.
我们为很能中国很的菜感谢神，但是我们更感谢神是分享的很能那个中国的很能属灵的食物。
I have some rather sad news for you today, and then some very good news.
今天很能在这里要跟大家分享一些很能那个忧伤的消息，但是也要分享一些大好的信息。
The news is sad for me, but I think it will be good for you.
可能这个消息对我来讲是可能很伤心的事，但是对您来讲可能是一件好的事情。
Several months ago, I was called to jury duty where we live out in the Palm Springs, California area.
在几个月之前，我是可能去当陪审团，那个而我所住的地方是在可能那个棕榈泉 Palm Springs 这一带。
I asked for it to be postponed, and so they postponed it for several months.
然后反正那个我就要求说要延期，然后他们就延期了几天，几个月。
And then, because I travel so much in ministry, I asked them to postpone it again.
因为我常常在他的侍奉上需要到各地去，所以我再一次的申请延期。
So they postponed it again.
故此他们又在反正让我延期了。
But then I received a rather stern letter saying they would not postpone it anymore.
但是我收到一封信，那个告诉我说他们不愿意再延期了。
And they assigned me for jury duty next week.
然后呢，他们要我下一个星期去做陪审团。
So I made a number of phone calls trying again to be postponed at least for Monday.
所以我就打了好几通电话，希望起码下个礼拜一我是可以和那个不需要去做陪审员。
But I found out there were 10 different groups of people who were being called in next week.
但是还能我发现原来下一个礼拜是有十批的还能人是要是被叫去。
And only one or two would be called in on Monday.
而只有还能一到二虽然是还能团人是要还能礼拜一去还能那个做事情。
So Jeannie and I have been praying fervently that Monday would not be my day.
所以呢，那个内人跟我，我们是迫切的祷告，希望可能我们礼拜一不需要去那个做陪审员。
So I received word last night that my group has to go in on Monday.
但是昨天晚上，那个我收到消息，说那个我礼拜一一定是要去做陪审员。
So I have a choice between either going in or going to prison. No.
所以我有一个选择，就是说我要不然如果不去的话，可能就要坐牢。
Some of you have been in prison because of your love for the Lord.
我知道呢，我们当中有一些人是为了爱主的缘故曾经坐过牢。
But I don't think this is a very good excuse.
但是我想那个不是一个很好的理由对我来讲。
So the sad news is I will not be able to be with you Monday morning.
故此还能那个今天在这里要跟大家很伤心的分享的消息就是说礼拜一早上我不能够跟大家分享圣经。
But the good news is one much greater than I will be able to be here on Monday morning.
但是还能那个很高兴的就是有一位比我还能更还能伟大的讲员还能
Like John the Baptist, I'm not worthy to tie his laces.
但是好像他们那个司洗约翰说的，我是不配为他讲的那个是解鞋带。It
is my dear friend and brother and your friend and brother Thomas Wong who will be taking my place on Monday.
而是王永信牧师礼拜一早上要在这里分享。
And he will be teaching on the subject that is very near to his heart.
然后他要跟大家分享一个很重要的，而且是他常常很关心的问题。
Commitment to the Great Commission of Jesus Christ.
是对耶稣基督的大使命是忠诚。
But this morning, we're going to speak about commitment to the Great Commandment.
但是我们今天早上要大家一起思想的是我们如何的对耶稣基督的大使命。
The great commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ. We turn to another very familiar passage for our text this morning.
Mark chapter 12, verses
28 to
31.
And our brother Samuel, I'm so thankful for Samuel and his wonderful ministry, will read that passage for us.
大家请听我用中文念出来。28节，有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说：第一要紧的，就是说以色列啊。 你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。We
know the story well.
我们都很熟悉这个故事。One
of the teachers of the law came to Jesus.
有一位还能那个文士来到耶稣的面前。He
asked what he thought would be a very difficult question for Jesus to answer.
他想要问耶稣一个很难的问题。Like
other teachers of the law, he was trying to find Jesus guilty of some sin against the law so that they could prosecute him.
正如还能当时一些的文士，他们是想要拿耶稣的把柄，以致还能那个可以去。
Someone had just asked Jesus about paying taxes to Caesar, and Jesus answered that question brilliantly. So now he asked the very difficult question, which of all the law is the greatest?
所以现在他想他要问一个比较更难的问题，就是说在这么多诫命之中，哪一条是最大的诫命？
Jesus did not hesitate to answer. He said, as we know, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind.
耶稣就说,诫命中最要紧的就是以色列啊,你要听,你要尽心,尽性,尽意,尽力,爱主你的神。
In other words, you should love the Lord your God with all of your being, with all of your strength, with all the resources you have.
就是说你要是用全人的，是全力的，用你所有的来爱主。The
love of God, our love for God is a vertical relationship.
我们对神的关系是一个从下而上，从上而下的关系。We
know of God's love for us.
我们知道神对我们的爱。The
scripture declares it over and over and over again.
圣经里面一再的告诉我们神爱我们。
So the Apostle Paul asked the rhetorical question, what can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus?
所以使徒保罗就曾经说过，有什么使得让我们跟基督的爱隔绝呢？
And his answer is the correct answer, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
而这正确的答案就是说，没有任何的事情是让我们能够跟神的爱隔绝。Nothing
on earth, nothing in heaven, nothing in hell, nothing in all the universe can separate us from the love of God.
无论是在地上，是在天上，是在地狱里，都没有什么东西能够使我们与神的爱隔绝。
But Scripture does not only declare God's love for us. The Scripture alone does not, history declares to us how God loves us. And our own personal lives declare to us how God loves us. That God loves us is not the question. The question is, how do we love God? How do we respond to His love? And Jesus said there should be only one answer to that question. We should love Him with our total being. How is your love for God today? Brothers and sisters, it is possible to teach about God's love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
it is possible to believe in God's love. It is possible to be very busy and immersed in ministry. But to neglect our love for God. That's one of the many reasons why it's so good for us to come together in conferences like this. It gives us an opportunity to take a spiritual inventory of our own lives. And the most basic question in that inventory should be, how is my love towards God? The answer to that question determines every other part of our life and ministry, does it not? But Jesus didn't speak only about the vertical relationship of love, He also spoke about the horizontal relationship of love. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said there is no greater commandment than this. You remember this was not just a New Testament concept that Jesus was teaching? This was the preface that God gave to Moses and the children of Israel as He gave the law to them. This has always been God's standard. He told us we should do it. But only when Jesus came could we understand how to do it. Jesus not only taught about this law of love, He lived it. As we all know, He was the example of living this kind of life of love. Turn over in your Bibles for a moment, if you would, to John
13.
Another familiar and wonderful passage. Again, Jesus speaks on this subject of law, of love. He said, a new command I give you.
耶稣说,
this is John chapter 13 and verse 34.
13章34节,
love one another.
你们要彼此相爱,
as I have loved you, so must you love one another.
就如我爱你们一样,
and then He made this important statement. By this shall all others know ye are my disciples.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
That we have love one for another.
我们要彼此相爱。
Love is the very identity of an authentic Christian.
这个就是一个真正的信徒的榜样。
Jesus is the personification of love.
耶稣就是爱的化身。
As you remember, the most profound definition of love found in any human literature is found in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8.
正如我们知道，在任何最爱的定义之中，最好的定义就是在
1 John 4:8.
约翰一书四章八节。
Most of us learned this verse as little children.
很多时候我们是小时候就已经学了。
And we must continue to apply it to our lives.
但是我们需要一生之久来到遵行它。
It states, God is love.
那一句话就是说，神就是爱。
Wherever there is Jesus Christ, there is love.
哪里有耶稣，哪里就有爱。
And when Jesus Christ lives in our lives, His love comes with Him.
而当他的耶稣基督活在我们生命里的时候，他的爱也充满我们。
It is a part of the test of whether we are authentically living under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
其实这就是一个最好的试金石，知道我们是否真正的有在生命中尊主为大。
Jesus said that all people would know that we are His followers, His disciples, not because we merely say we are, but because we live the lives of love.
耶稣说还能人家会认出我们是耶稣的门徒，并不是单单凭我们嘴里承认自己是基督徒，那是因为我们有耶稣的那种爱的生活在我们生命里。
Jesus said, "This is the new commandment I give you."
耶稣说，这是我给你们的一条新的命令。
On another occasion, he said something very similar to that.
在另外一个场合，耶稣也讲过类似的话。
He said, "All the law is fulfilled in this."
他说反正所有的律法跟先知都概括在这里。
You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself.
就是你们要爱人如己。
That is the horizontal relationship of love.
这是反正爱的平面的一方面。
But not only do we love God, but we love others.
我们不单单是爱上帝，我们也爱周遭的人。
And brothers and sisters, we begin with a love communion and a gathering of Christians like this.
当我们实行爱的时候，这我们今天在座这么多弟兄姐妹们在一起，就是一个见证。
Love is not a mandate for those of us who are Christian leaders.
这个并不是只是给那些做信徒领袖的人的。
It is God's commandment.
而是神对每一个人的诫命。
And as we pastor others and teach others and nurture others in the Christian faith.
当我们是教导别人，我们是栽培他们，人家在信仰上成长。
They should not only hear us preach about love.
他们应当听，不单单听见我们是讲到爱。
They should experience our love.
他们应当经历我们对他们的爱。
A pastor must be a lover of the flock entrusted to his care.
一个牧师一定是要对他的羊群是有爱心。
Just as fathers and mothers love their precious children.
正如好像父母爱子女一样。
Over here in the buggy is a wonderful little baby, just 4 or 5 months old.
在这里有一个婴儿车，里面有一个很可爱的婴孩，大概是四五个月大吧。
His parents do not find it difficult to love him.
我相信他的父母并不会觉得爱他是一件困难的事情。
And even those of us meeting him for the first time, reach out and love.
我们大家在一起的时候，我们也是用爱来彼此相交。
That's how God reaches out in love to us as children.
因为神也是用这么样子爱儿女的心来爱我们。
And dear brothers and sisters, that's how we should reach out in love to the flocks God has given to us.
而亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我们牧养神所托付给我们的羊群的时候，我们也应当是有这一份的爱心。
Every member of the congregation, every visitor should know not only that God loves them, but that He loves them through us.
我们应当知道，不单单是神直接的爱那些羊群，而是神也透过我们来爱他们。
That is the mandate that our Lord Jesus has given us.
而这就是我们耶稣基督所给我们的托付跟使命。
But secondly, God is concerned about our motive.
但是神也是还能要知道我们内心的动机是如何。
Again, turn with me to a wonderful familiar passage of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们请大家一起来看一个很熟悉的经文，是哥林多前书十三章。
As we know, this is often referred to as the love chapter.
常常这叫做爱的诗篇。
And the first three verses teach us clearly that love is not only a mandate, but that God is very concerned about our motive.
这里其中的前面第一到三节就给我们看见，神不单单是给我们一个诫命，让我们来彼此相爱，并且神也是很关心我们的动机是如何。
God is not only concerned about what we do, He's concerned about why we do it.
神不单单是要我们去行，而且他也要我们知道为什么去行。
As we know, this chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, comes in the midst of Paul's great treatise on spiritual gifts.
我们也都知道，好像在哥林多前书十三章，其实是在保罗讨论属灵恩赐的当中。
And in 1 Corinthians 12 and in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul speaks to us about the importance of spiritual gifts.
灵前十二跟十四，使徒保罗都提到啊，那属灵恩赐的重要性。
The gifts that come by the grace of God.
And then, 属灵的恩赐是神所白白的赐予给我们。
And in the midst of it all, he said, but I'll show you an even better way.
但是还能那个保罗说，我要将更大的、更妙的道路指示你。
And then he speaks about the life of love.
然后他就提到一个充满爱的生命。
He begins by talking about some of the gifts of the Spirit.
那他是开始讲一些属灵的恩赐。
He said, if you have the gift of tongues and speak like men and angels, but you have love, not love, you are just like a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
他说，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的语言，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一样。
In other words, you may be able to impress others with your wonderful gifts of tongues and speech, but you will not impress God.
这就是说，可能我们有些人是可以讲方言，使得人家都很觉得惊讶。但是如果你没有爱，那个神并不是以这个当一回事。
Because God not merely hears our voices, nor is He impressed with the expositional outlines that we prepare, He looks upon the heart.
因为神不单单只是听我们所讲的话，也不只是看我们讲到的大纲，而是说那个神看我们的内心。
And he said, you may preach the greatest sermon in all of history, but if it is not done with love, it is just a lot of noise.
这里就是说，就算我们能够是讲全世界最伟大的讲章，但是如果我们心里没有爱，对神来讲，这只是许多的噪音、杂音而已。
That is something we must all guard against.
这个是我们要当心的事情。
Have you ever been impressed with one of your sermons?
你有没有曾经讲完一篇道下来觉得很好？
I look forward to the day that I might be impressed with one of my sermons. So far, it hasn't happened.
我是希望有一天我也能够有这个感觉，但是到目前来讲，我还没有。
But the question is God impressed?
但是问题是，到底神怎么看你的讲章？
This reminds me of when we used to live in Pasadena.
这时我想到我们曾经在那个培城居住的日子。
We lived in an old house not far from here, a wonderful old house built in 1928.
我们是住的家是在这里附近，离这里不远，是一个很漂亮的房子，是1912年建造的。
And I had my study in the back of the house on the second floor.
然后在二楼的后面是我的书房。
And Monday mornings, I would begin to study for the next Sunday's message.
而每个礼拜一早上，我就是在那里开始准备是下一个星期天的讲章。
We had an alley that ran behind our house.
在屋子的后面有一条窄巷。
And Monday morning was the day the garbage truck came to pick up the garbage.
当星期一早上的时候，就是捡垃圾的日子。
I could hear it several blocks away coming.
然后在很远的地方，我就已经听到这个垃圾车来的声音。
Because the garbage men would make the garbage cans bang, clang, like this clanging cymbal that Paul writes about here.
因为打垃圾的人打垃圾，就好像保罗这里所讲的鸣的锣响的拔一样。
And by the time he came near our house, I couldn't concentrate anymore. All I could hear was the noise, bang, clang.
当那个垃圾车来到我们的家门的时候，我已经不能够集中精神来的工作，因为我听到的充满了都是噪音，都是杂音。
And I was frequently reminded of this passage.
我就常常想到这一段话。
And I asked the Lord, how was my preaching yesterday?
然后有时候我问上帝说，我昨天的道讲的怎么样？
Was it just like the garbage man making all the clanging cymbals?
是不是只是许多的噪音呢？
Or was it filled with the love of Christ?
而是不是充满了耶稣基督的爱呢？
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
并且是满有圣灵的大能呢？
We can preach great sermons, but if they are not done with love, they profit nothing.
我们的道可以讲得很伟大，但是如果是没有爱，圣经说这是没有用处的。
Secondly, as you remember, Paul said, if you have the gift of prophecy and you can fathom all mysteries.
第二节说, 我若有先知讲道之能，也能明白各样的奥秘。
If you have all knowledge, you don't even need a computer. You know everything.
你有各样的知识，你甚至可能比那个电脑还好，你不需要有电脑。
And you have so much faith, you can say to these mountains out here, move, and they move.
甚至你有那么大的信心可以移山，你对那个山说离开这里而去，那个山也会投到海里去。
That's very impressive.
这是很令人惊奇的事情。
Large crowds would gather to see that kind of display.
如果你有那一种的表演的话，我相信许多的人都会来那个闻风而至观望。
But our Lord says, if you have those great spiritual gifts, but you don't have love, it profits nothing.
但是保罗说，就算您能够有那一种的属灵的恩赐，但如果您没有爱的话，这些都没有用处。
And then as we know, the Lord goes to the ultimate.
然后我们看到主是还能提出一个最极端的一个的例子。He
said, how about your possessions?
他说如果你将你所有的都分给穷人,
if you give everything away you have to feed the poor,
甚至你将一切都给了穷人,
if you do the very ultimate, if you give your life to be burned, to be a martyr for Christ and His church,
甚至您为了耶稣基督与他教会的缘故愿意舍身殉道,
but if you don't do it with love, it profits nothing.
但是如果你没有爱，这都算不得什么。
That is very sobering, is it not?
这个使我们清醒。
You've preached this text many times, but isn't it important we come back to it again and be reminded love is absolutely essential in all of our ministry.
我相信我们都曾经还能多次的还能是讲到这一段的经文，但是今天再让我们思想爱是何等的重要。
We can do all the right things in ministry, we can impress others, we can have great numbers of people, but if our hearts are not right, if we do not love the Lord our God, and if we do not love the people,
在侍奉中我们可以做许多有意义的事情，我们可以是做许多伟大的事情，我们是使人家看到了心里都还能很震撼，但如果我们没有爱的话，对神来讲这都算不得什么。
For our Lord, for time and for eternity, it literally profits nothing.
在神的眼光来讲，在永恒之中，并没有任何的价值。
So the Lord gives us a mandate.
故此神给我们一个诫命。
And He is very concerned, secondly, about our motive.
他也很着重于我们执行、履行这个诫命的动机。
That everything we do in life and ministry be done with a motive of love.
我们在侍奉中，在生命中所做的每一件事，都要以爱为原动力。
But these things are not an end in themselves.
但是这些并不是那个目的的本身。
They all have to do with mission.
而他们是有一个使命在哪里。
The mission that God entrusts to us.
而这是因为神给了我们一个使命。
Turn with me again, this time to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18.
再看约翰一书3章18节。
Let us begin reading, if we may, with 1 John 3, 16 through verse 18.
让我们先从16节看起，3章16节，约翰一书。
Go right ahead, Simon.
16
to 18.
请大家听我用中文念出16到18节。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Love must not be merely a matter of word or talk.
爱并不是只是还能在言语，还能在言语上。
Love must be genuine and show itself in action.
真正的爱是用行动表达出来的。
It is very easy to say to God or to one another, I love you.
我们很容易对主说，或者对我们周遭的人说，我爱你。